Harry Belafonte with Balay Banake, and that song was sung by the mothers and daughters to their husbands and their sons when they were going away to the mines, and it means, "Gone are my children, will I ever see you again?" We hope that they see them again. My guest in the studio now is Jaco Goosen, and Jaco is involved with a concert that's happening at the City Hall as well on the 23rd and the 24th of July. It's the wonderful The Armed Man, A Mass for Peace by Carl Jenkins. Jaco, hello and welcome.
Thank you very much.
Now, tell us a bit about this Mass for Peace and what was the reason that it was written, and is it still relevant today?
The Mass for Peace, The Armed Man, is extremely relevant to our modern society because originally when it was written, the whole aim of the work was to get young people to think about the vital issues of war and peace. So it's also very inclusive, the whole work, because you are dealing here with texts from the Bible. You've got a Muslim call to prayer. You've got a Hindu text. And then you've got your secular text from poets like Kipling and Tennyson. So the whole experience is one of inclusivity and diversity. And that is exactly what we stand for. So when we had to make the decision on which work we wanted to present this year, that was just the obvious choice.
Did it just spring to you that was the obvious choice? Yeah.
And it is Rustenburg's 125th birthday this year, and we are the organizers for this event this year. So it just made sense to celebrate all of this together with The Armed Man.
Now, you were mentioning that it was actually meant for young people to explain to them the evils and what happens when there's a war.
Yes.
And how relevant it still is.
Yes.
Now, your choirs are quite young. Did they get the message? Are they getting the message?
Well, the whole aim of the work is not to only engage in what the music that was written, but to also explain to them the background to it. So literally, when we go and rehearse it movement by movement, we try to explain to them what's the relevance of the movement in the whole work. And because there's also this video footage that goes with the work, that is an aspect that definitely helps. That is quite unique. I mean, I do not know of many other works in this format that's got a visual footage that accompany the different movements. So I must say to you, there was one evening where we played them a few snippets from the visual footage, and I could see that quite a few of them were quite taken aback about how cruel mankind can be. And I remember from our last rehearsal, they actually came up to me and said, "Is it not possible to play all the video footage so we can really have a good idea?" So I'm quite excited because I think they are definitely getting the whole purpose of the work, and they're massively excited about this.
Because as you said, it is so, I would say it's even more relevant today than it was then. It's
yes.
So relevant today with the state of the world that it's in.
Yes.
But with the way things are glossed over in television and reality programs and the Kardashians, and people think that's the real world, and that is not the real world. So when you actually present them with footage like that, to actually bring it back into proper context, it really,
yes.
really, just to digress for a minute, I recently rewatched the old film, Judgment at Nuremberg, where they actually showed footage of what happened in those gas chambers, and it
yes.
really brought it home again. So one actually needs that visual stimulant to bring you back down to earth, and I
yes.
think, as you said, this succeeds with that. And I'm gobsmacked at the reaction of the youngsters, that they actually felt that they wanted to see more, to really understand what it was all about.
Yes. I also think that you can tell them so much as you want about what happened
Quite.
At World War II, but the moment they see that footage, and the moment they sing the music with the footage, it is an incredible experience. Because Jenkins, obviously, I mean, I'm not sure which one came first. I don't know whether he actually had the footage in mind when he actually composed the music, but when he composed the music and he decided to put the footage with it, it just goes hand in hand. And that is why it's actually quite difficult to perform the work without the footage, because the footage just is like the cherry on top, you know. It will move people. The whole idea of the work is to make people think, and to move people, and to have people think differently about things like of war and peace. And without the footage, I just don't think you'll just miss that little element.
And I think you're quite right, because the work is quite a big work, and as you said, it has many elements. And it dips into many religions, which a lot of people are not that familiar with musically. And this, just when you have the visual stimulation of a picture, actually painting pictures for people, it really brings it home big. Now, who are the choirs that we're having besides the Rustenburg? So you are also with the Rondebosch Boys High School?
We are with Rondebosch Boys High School and then also with Sax. Okay, and this is so a tradition.
Quite big.
Oh, it's big. It's big. It's a lot of work. It's all the orchestra is the same, comprising of the three schools with some professional players, because, you know, there's now some instruments that the schools don't present, and we usually use some professional players, and a guest conductor. So the whole experience is more than just the music itself. It's also the experience of working with a guest conductor.
So it's quite an immersive experience for everybody. What is your role in it?
I'm the main organizer.
So you're the organizer. So it involves the schools, the parents, the audiences. Everybody gets involved.
Everything.
And how long has this process been going on?
The planning for it started last year in the third term. But the official practices, we had one long practice in the first term, but the evening practices started at the beginning of the second term, and that's usually our three-hour practices where all three schools come together and we start rehearsing the music.
And that's another logistical exercise, I suppose, to get them all together.
To try and fit practices in between the three schools that work for all three is a nightmare, but we always manage to make it work. Yeah.
But I think by the sound of you, of what you're describing now, there seems to be buy-in from all of them. So there's major excuses, not excuses, but interest and enthusiasm. And nobody minds pushing a chair or moving a table or something like that.
No,
so everybody gets involved.
Yes, absolutely. And it's also the fact that this tradition has been started way, way back in 1968. And then it fizzled out a little bit. And then it came back in 1989. And it's been going since. So this is something very special. I don't know how many other schools are there in the country that can say that they've been doing something like this since 1989. So it is very special, and it's something that I definitely would like to continue with. Yeah.
Right, so to follow on with this tradition, so when is the concert happening and where? So we know it's the City Hall, but it's the 23rd?
It's the 23rd and the 24th of July, starting at 7:30 in the evening. And like you said, in City Hall.
Okay. Anyone wanted to book CompuTicket?
No, Quicket.
This is Quicket.
They can just
folks,
book directly on Quicket.
Directly on Quicket. For Carl Jenkins's wonderful Arms and the Man, which is a Mass for Peace. And as Jaco was telling us, 150 school kids singing? Not so about?
It's about 160 school kids singing, but in total, the whole program involves about 350 school children.
Come on, folks. You don't want to miss that. You really don't want to miss that. So there's the 23rd and the 24th of this month, which is on next
week, Tuesday and Wednesday
at the City Hall. And as Jaco said, 7:30. And you can book at Quicket. Don't miss that. Thanks so much, Jaco.
Thank you very much.
Right, let's go to music now, and it's Jane Olivore with her version of Some Enchanted Evening.